Yes, this is Monitor, going your way every weekend with a kind of interesting, informative listening that's equally at home in the car or the kitchen. Speaking of cars, in 2 minutes, meet Hollywood's king of custom cars, whose automobiles shoot flames from their fenders and bullets from their bumpers, among other tricks. Your host, Bill Mazur. Who's on first? Trombones Unlimited and Dandy. This is the age of custom-made everything, shoes, clothing, homes, and perhaps most of all, custom-made cars. Today's top motion picture or TV series just isn't complete unless it has at least one fantastic automobile which does everything but talk. In fact, they had one that talked, didn't they? Well, George Barris is the man who builds these unique cars, having done the Batmobile, the Munsters car, the Green Hornets car, and many modest buggies for the stars, like the one he did for Elvis Presley, a steal, at $80,000. Mr. Barris takes us on a tour of his unusual car lot with Monitor reporter Rick Blizzard, who's enthused.
Listen, this is fabulous. I can't believe it. It's like seeing cars of the future, and I thought our Monitor audience would like to hear from you on just what's going on here. What kind of car is this that we're standing in front of?
Well, this is one of our latest movie cars, a Spy Innovation spy spoof car.
Well, what does it do, George?
Well, we start out here. We have two 8-horsepower engines that'll drive us at the speeds of over 150 miles an hour. And then, of course, there's one of these unusual, freaky-looking things that are high top and special metal flake paint jobs and all that different things that go with it.
Well, what happens? Now, all cars in the movies have to do tricks, so what does this car do?
Well, as we go through the rear here, you notice these tubes in the back. We shoot flames out of the rear fenders. Then out of the front fenders, we shoot bullets. Of course, these are when we're chasing these bad boys, you know, for the spy spoofs. And then we have a little flower pot that you push. It says, press, do not smell. That means you got to press it. And out comes the sleeping gas, and we eliminate people that way.
Cars have really become stars, haven't they?
Yes. I mean, cars play a very important part with all the different movies, as the many famous pictures you've seen with many famous cars that do tricks.
That's an unusual trunk on this particular car, George. What does it do?
Well, this is an arsenal.
What do you mean, an arsenal?
Well, it's equipped completely with guns and brass knuckles and skid juice.
Well, what's a skid juice?
Well, you shoot juice out on the ground when the car's chasing, and that eliminates him. Then you have somebody else chasing, then you shoot tar, and then you shoot feathers 2 minutes later, and you tar and feather him right on the spot.
I can't believe it. George, this is really fantastic. Monitor talking to George Barris, king of the customizers here in Hollywood, California, the man who makes the special-built cars for the stars. George, what else does this particular car do?
Well, we have something unusual for the seating arrangement.
Yes?
You'll notice that seat there is what we call a body grabber.
Uh-huh.
You sit on it, you push a button, and then 1 second later, two arms grab you and lock you into place.
Be great for a drive-in movie.
Not the best.
Well, George, let's look at some more of your cars. Let's go inside here. I really can't believe that these cars really come out of your mind, because they're absolutely sensational. Tell me, do the people from Detroit ever come to you for ideas?
Well, we do quite a lot of Detroit experimental work.
I see.
Cars and things, which keeps it very busy, and we're very pleased to work with the big manufacturers in Detroit.
Okay, let's move along. Now, here's a beautiful car inside the showroom here, and it looks like a beach car. Is that what it is?
This is the latest beach buggy. I mean, this is a modern one, though. It cost up about $22,000.
Well, for $22,000 on the beach, what does this particular car do?
Well, we have the big 11-inch slick tires in the rear so we can cut in through the sand, and the big wide tires in the front, and a supercharged engine, and a lot of electronics that goes with it. Of course, some of the latest things is this safety innovations in the interior. We have crushed velvet safety padded dash with recessed dials, embroidered, a red interior with mouton fur rugs, and etc.
This looks like it should be at a nightclub. I really can't believe this car. It's really fantastic. And you have a telephone inside.
Oh, we got to talk on the phone, you know.
Does this telephone actually work?
Oh, yes. This is one of the latest ones, which is a push-button type instead of the dial.
I see. George, who the movie stars come to you to have these cars made?
Yes, we get quite a few of the different people in the entertainment world and also the professional world. Of course, the Jane Mansfields and the Liberacis and the Jerry Lewis's and Sinatra's and Dean Martin's.
Well, George, I can't thank you enough. This is really like looking into the land of the future, and I would like to thank you very much for being on our monitor program.
It's our big privilege, of course.
Our special guest has been George Barris, king of the custom cars in Hollywood.
Golly, just imagine all you folks who are on the highway right now in your average family-type automobiles. If you just had one of those special spy cars, why, the possibilities are endless. First, you put the most restless kid in that seat with the gripping arms. You tar and feather the guy directly behind you, you know, the one that's been tailgating for the past 5 miles. And then you put the worst nagger in the automatic ejection seat. All kidding aside, drive carefully. We've got some nice music coming up next on the Monitor Beacon. Each and every weekend, Monitor brings you the newest and best in popular music across the nation. For instance, here's one by Nelson Riddle's Orchestra and Chorus that's all about a girl named Millie who is thoroughly modern.
Nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try a lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Kind of like today.
Great smoke, glad I changed.
Hey, there's nothing like a lark.
Kind of like today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
Now a message meant for you.
Well, Fred, when Martha phoned and told me what Alice said at the charity bazaar, I told her a thing or two. Fred?
You know, although it's the first weekend in March, in many parts of the country, winter refuses to let go. A recent example is that scheduled snow carnival in Wyoming. After three postponements, it was finally canceled. Reason? Too much snow.
Oh, yes, it's people like you who make life worthwhile for people like me. And that's why people like me fall in love with people like you. It's such a good feeling to wake up and know that somebody's heart goes wherever you go, that somebody's waiting with a sweet caress to bring you happiness. Oh yes, it's people like you who bring sunny skies to people like me. And that's why people like me lose their hearts to people like you. Life used to be lonely, no roses and wine, but now that's all over since you said you're mine. When somebody loved you, all at once you see how beautiful life can be. Oh yes, it's people like you who make life worthwhile for people like me. And that's why people like me fall in love with people like you. Oh yes, it's people like you who make life worthwhile for people like me. And that's why people like me fall in love with people like you. Oh yes, it's people like you who make life worthwhile for people like me. And that's why people like me fall in love with people like you.
Oh yeah. That, of course, was Eddie Fisher. Now, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by Chrysler Marine Products, Chrysler Corporation. Here's Joe.
I don't know if today's athletes are as good as the old-timers, but it's a cinch they're more comfortable. I'll be back to discuss that after this from the Marine Products Group of the Chrysler Corporation. Thinking of buying a boat? Now the Chrysler crew comes through with its great new expanded line of inboard outdrives, picked from nine great ways to go. With inboard outdrive, the engine goes inside the boat, but the outboard drive and tilt-up prop are outside. There's an inboard outdrive for just about every size and kind of boat. Chrysler even puts 80 horses in a boat as small as a 14-footer. Or you can get the first real big boat inboard outdrive, the new Chrysler 290-horse V8. And in between, all the power you need, every time you need it, like the Chrysler Volvo 120 or the Chrysler 175. Nine models combine the maneuverability and trailer ability of outboards with the economy and dependability of inboards. Chrysler builds great inboards, too. Tell your dealer you want Chrysler power in your next boat. I saw a football story in the papers the other day, and I was tempted to call up my old pal, Frankie Frisch. That's not as odd as it might sound. Before he ever became a baseball player and manager, Frisch was quite a college football player. In fact, his nickname, the Fordham Flash, originally came from football, not baseball. But that wasn't what made me think about calling the old Flash. Frisch is a guy who's had a lot of fun over the years kidding the modern-day ballplayers about the advantages they have that the old-timers never got, like the batting helmet, for example, which can keep Frisch going for hours. Another one of his real good speeches is on the subject of air-conditioned dugouts. But to get back to the football story I read, it concerned the field in Green Bay where the Packers play football. They're going to heat it. Not the grandstand, not the players' bench, the field. That's right. No more slick frozen field in Green Bay. It seems that they're going to lay a series of electric cables 6 inches beneath the length of the field. When the snow and the sleet come, a thermostat will turn on the electricity. The topsoil will be heated, and the rain or snow will run off quickly into the drain system. Sounds great. I hope it works, because if it doesn't, there ought to be some very interesting things happening in Green Bay. I remember when baseball introduced the electric machine to put on and take off the tarpaulin when it started to rain. I once saw one of those things cover a field in about a minute. Unfortunately, it took an hour and 15 minutes to rewind it. But the possibilities of this new field are interesting to think about. Just imagine an icy day in late December in Green Bay. The Packers run a play, and when it's over, one of the players is lying on the ground very still. His teammates rush over to see how badly he's been hurt. He looks up and says, "I'm all right, fellas. I just want to lie on this warm grass for a few minutes and get out of the cold." Or suppose a thermometer gets up too high. Just picture it. Green Bay calls timeout, and right about then, the thermometer flips and goes way up. Finally, the timeout is over, and the Packers go into their huddle. They come out, line up, and the center bends over and grabs a hot football. What an offside play that ought to make. Can't you just see a bitter cold day in Green Bay and the customers all sitting there huddled up against the cold? Meantime, on the field, the thermometer is shot way up again. It's a tense moment in the game, and suddenly Bart Starr calls timeout, looks over to Vince Lombardi and says, "Hey, coach, would you please turn down the field?" One thing you can figure on for sure. Sometime during the season, some NFL coach is going to say after a game, "They turned down the heat when we had the ball, and that's why we lost." Oh, how I wish I could have been with Frankie Frisch when he read that. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this for the Marine Products Group of the Chrysler Corporation. The big wave in boating is Chrysler Inboard Outdrives, a new kind of power on the water. Combines only the best features of both inboard and outboard. The engine is inside your boat, but the outboard drive and tilt-up prop are outside. Chrysler Inboard Outdrives start easily. Cruise all day long on regular gasoline. No oil mixture needed. And Chrysler offers you a power range from 80 to 290 horsepower. There's an inboard outdrive for almost every size boat. Tell your dealer you want a Chrysler inboard outdrive in your next boat.
Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola is brought to you by Chrysler Marine Products, Chrysler Corporation. And he's a regular every weekend on Monitor, weekdays on NBC Radio. Of course, he'll be part of tonight's Monitor segment with host Ted Steele, whose guests include actor Michael Caine, singer Margaret Whiting, Madame Dagmar Gadupski, the former vamp of the silent screen days, and one of the season's biggest pop singers on record and in the nightclubs, Miss Marilyn May. Music, news, sports, comedy, wonderful listening for a Saturday night. So join host Ted Steele later today on Monitor. Skitch Henderson's orchestra playing all. All across America, your friends and relatives are probably enjoying Monitor, too. In South and Central Louisiana, folks hear us on WJBO, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. From Baton Rouge to Bangor, from Miami to Medford, Oregon, three beeps for all our NBC stations will identify themselves in the next few moments. After which, Monitor continues. This is Bill Mazur.
Monitor, yours for a pleasant weekend on the NBC Radio Network.
This is Monitor, yours for good listening every weekend, everywhere. Bill Mazur here, and in just 3 minutes, an expert on pets will tell you why you should not feed your dog a bone and why even table scraps may be dangerous. It's the kind of useful information you're always sure of here on Monitor.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the brew. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine. Come hear the band. Come blow the horn. Start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. No use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the
is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark to date. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark to date. Have a lark to date. There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark to date. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark to date. Have a lark to date.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
All right, let's see. It's a bit over 2 months now since many families across the country acquired a dog as a Christmas gift. And by now, you know, the animal should be a source of comfort and companionship and a member of the household in good standing. However, if you've been having trouble with the care, feeding, and conduct of your dog, then you can use some expert advice. And that advice comes from San Francisco veterinarian and columnist Dr. Frank Miller, who covers a wide area of the major trouble spots, including accidental poisoning, as he chats with Monitor reporter Gene DiCardo.
Doctor, why will pets often consume a drug or pill they've knocked down that you couldn't get them to touch in their plight?
Same perverse reasons, I guess, that children do, just to be different or out of curiosity. And certainly it is a common problem that veterinarians encounter, poisons of various kinds that have been picked up accidentally at home. Many times there'll even be a combination of circumstance where perhaps a cat will knock pills off of a shelf and the dog will come along and scoop them up from the floor.
Right off the bat, you've mentioned a perversity that's almost human-like, so let's go into the fact that the relationship between master and pet often has a certain amount of emotional impetus. Is that correct?
It certainly is. This is most noticeable when the puppy or kitten or other pet is acquired when very young. The younger they're acquired, the more noticeable these characteristics become. To the extent that, for example, a puppy that was purchased and brought home at maybe a month of age or 6 weeks of age may become so humanized in many respects that they no longer consider themselves dogs, actually. They may dislike other dogs. They don't know what to do with other dogs as far as romance is concerned. And there are all sorts of related factors. And this, of course, carries over into the relationship between the owner and the pet and the environment in the home. If it's a, oh, for example, say man and wife are squabbling, and if this goes on a good deal, why, then the pet becomes upset by these episodes and tends to squabble itself and get in on these arguments in one way or the other, or come along afterwards and bite or chew or do something else to indicate frustration as a result of it.
You're trying to tell us, then, that animals have psychoses and neuroses that they get by being around people.
They certainly do.
How about the feeding and care of the average, normal kind of pet that most people have in the home, the cat or a dog? What are the important things to keep in mind, Dr. Miller?
Well, the main thing there is to be sure they are getting, basically, foods they can adequately handle. In this regard, a lot of dogs are often fed bones, which cause obstructions in the intestine or perforation, possibly with fatal peritonitis. So that dogs generally, unless they are in extremely good health and very active, vigorous dogs, shouldn't really be fed bones. And as far as basic diets for dogs are concerned, the commercial dog foods are safe. The good ones are good and contain everything that the dog does require. Table scraps are all right, but here again, they should be along a line that could be tolerated by a young child successfully.
For Clincher, how about the average family with a child in the house looking for a dog? What kind of breed?
The breed with a young child should be large enough that he can't pick it up and drop it very often. And it should be basically one, obviously, of good temperament. And this is a case usually more of choosing from the particular strain of dog rather than from the breed. If you can see the dam and see how she behaves around strangers and around children, you'll have some clue as to how the puppy will behave when it's grown, harking back again to this environmental influence that we mentioned. If it's improperly raised, why, any dog will and can become neurotic under any circumstance.
Our thanks to San Francisco newspaper columnist Dr. Frank Miller for sharing some pet ideas about pets. Gene DiCardo in San Francisco, reporting for Monitor.
Well, Fred, when Martha phoned and told me what Alice said at the charity bazaar, I told her a thing or two. Fred?
When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you become more naturally alert to people and conditions around you.
Sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
At 17 minutes before the hour, here's the latest song by Eddie Arnold, titled Lonely Again.
That others before you were foolish to cause me to cry. And just when I learned to adore you, you kissed one more dream goodbye and left me lonely again. Just like you found me lonely again. No arms around me, just when I'm sure that my heart is secure and my teardrops are dry, with a warm glow inside and this love of mine till the end of the line. That's always the time that I'm lonely again. You told me you wanted me only, that this time and this love would last. You told me I'd never be lonely, and now you belong to the past, and I'm so lonely again. Just like you found me lonely again. No arms around me, just when I'm sure that my heart is secure and my teardrops are dry, with a warm glow inside and this love of mine till the end of the line.
You know, just like the weather, everyone talks about pollution, but what's being done about it? Well, you'll find out on Monitor tomorrow afternoon during a special series of reports from both here and abroad on the problems of air and water pollution. Cities like Moscow, Rome, Saigon, and London will be included, as well as two American cities, Pittsburgh and San Francisco, which are doing something about it. It's the kind of useful, informative listening you always get on Monitor. The incomparable Hildegard has an equally incomparable Manhattan apartment, newly decorated and quite a showplace. Hildegard will be the guest of Arlene Francis and tell us all about it some 4 minutes from now. So don't go away. Stay on the Monitor Beacon. You're back with Monitor, and this is Bill Mazur. Say, did you hear the news item the other day about those two chiropractors in Maywood, New Jersey, who've opened what they call a headache clinic? They claim their specialty is chronic headaches, but they will also handle any pain in the neck. Man, could I refer some people to them?
Goodbye, my love. I know we're through. Tonight will be my last with you. Don't say a word. Don't even try. It's best that we kiss. Tomorrow, goodbye.
Goodbye.
I kind of think you knew that was Jane Morgan, huh? Next on Monitor, Arlene Francis, brought to you by Orlon 33 Acrylic, the DuPont carpet fiber that never gets tired, and James Lee's Carpets. Here's Arlene.
In 1 minute, we'll hear about the apartment of the incomparable Hildegard. Well, now let's get down to business. Carpet business and carpets for business. Did you know that Lee's elegant Mark Royal carpet is constructed for commercial use? Naturally, it's got to be very durable, got to stand up to the trample of traffic all day long. And that's why Lee's Mark Royal is made with pile of Orlon 33 acrylic by DuPont, the springy carpet fiber that stays that way.
Springier, fancier, it's the carpet fiber that's livelier. Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
Lee's Mark Royal, the commercial carpet with the handcrafted look, is made to stay springier, bouncier, livelier, longer. Made with Orlon 33 acrylic.
Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
After years of living in hotels and out of suitcases, performing in supper clubs all over the United States and Europe, the fabulous Hildegard has made her permanent home in New York City. Reporter Charlie Holmes talks to her now about her new Manhattan apartment.
What sort of decor does your apartment have?
It's French, it's English, it's a little Chinese, it's Hildegardian, if you can call it that. And so I think it's just I have a beautiful large Steinway. I've got lovely paintings and lovely rugs, and everything is it's all Wedgwood blue. And my bedroom is dusty pink, and I just love it. I love the pastels. I love vivid shades like purples and royal blues and greens, but not with mustard or yellow in the green. It's be very special for me.
Where do you find these colors shades. In your apartment?
Well, with, let's say, a beautiful red velvet chair with the right color of red. Then I have striped sofas with blue and a little dusty pink. And then I have a piece of furniture that has a reddish cast. And with the beautiful Wedgwood blue rugs.
Draperies.
And lovely draperies of Wedgwood blue. And I have indirect lighting. And on my paintings, I have the individual lights on each painting. Mm-hmm. And I have a fireplace.
How many people reside with you?
Well, I only reside with my little maid, who has been with me for 26 years.
Do you have any animals, cats?
No, I've never been that kind of a person. Not that I don't love them, but as a child, we always had cats. But I can't be bothered. If somebody would have to take care of it. You are beholden to the animals. No, thank you.
Well, we know that you have an elaborate wardrobe. How about the closet space in your apartment?
Oh, never enough. Never enough, Charles. It's awful. Matter of fact, I found something marvelous. I have a certain things now where you hang them, and you can put 12 pair of shoes hanging, 12 bags hanging, so you save closet space that way. And my closets, of course, are filled. But I have a trick. Only the current clothes, that means the evening gowns and my street dresses and my coats, whatever I need for this season, is in my closet. What I don't need this season, I put downstairs in storage on tremendous racks. You know, like 7th Avenue racks?
Mm-hmm.
I have three of those filled with clothes for every season, but the one I'm currently living in.
I'm just curious. Good? How many gowns do you have? How many pairs of shoes? How many pairs of gloves?
In the drawers, I have drawers for gloves, my hanky drawers, about 100 of each, I'm sure, and 100 of each of shoes, but they're...
How can you find and decide what you're going to put together when you go out?
Well, that's it. You see, it takes a pretty good brain. Big deal. Because I take about 15 gowns on the road. So that means you match up the shoes and you take your gloves, your girdles and your hosiery and everything that goes with these 15. And that's it. And then I travel.
Thank you, Hildegard, for a most pleasant and informative visit. Come again, won't you?
I surely will. Thank you.
An insight into life at home for the celebrated Hildegard. This is Arlene Francis for Monitor. Here's more from that new world of liveliness in carpeting, Lee's new Charlestown, the thick, fat, roly-poly carpet that is super resilient because it's made with pile of DuPont All-On 33 acrylic.
Springier, bouncier, it's the carpet fiber that's livelier. Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
For a lot of good, down-to-earth reasons, those heavenly carpets by Lee's.
Listen tomorrow when Orlon 33 from DuPont and James Lee's Carpets again present Arlene Francis. From indoors, let's move outdoors with a cross-country check of the National Weather Map. Unseasonably warm in the south, colder and rainy in the north, with some scattered snow in the Rockies to Minnesota. Tomorrow, scattered showers from the Gulf Coast to the Ohio Valley and into the southern New England coast. Occasional snow over the Great Lakes to northern New England. Elsewhere, mostly sunny, and it'll continue mild to warm in the south.
Congressional hearings in Washington, D.C. on automobile safety put a huge spotlight on a topic long in need of public attention. Much criticism has been aimed at car manufacturers, but there are many responsibilities that belong to the car driver. He must maintain the equipment on his car to safe performance standards. Wiper blade rubber, no matter how good, goes dead from sun, wind, and oily road film. Dead blades can't stop streaking your windshield in sloppy weather. That's why you need ANCO refills with fresh, live cushionite rubber, developed by ANCO's own now-famous rubber research department, founded in 1935. For safety, get ANCO refills whenever you detect streaking that won't stop quickly. ANCO refills give you top visibility again. The service station where you see the big, bright yellow ANCO service cabinet has just the right pair of blades or refills to slip on for you in mere seconds. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Ha 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 ha!
It's called Lover's Concerto and was played by the Bob Crew generation. You know, it really doesn't matter to which generation you belong. The latest names and events around the nation and the world do affect your life. So stay tuned and stay informed with NBC Monitor News on the Hour coming up next. This is Bill Mazur.
TWA flies the most nonstop jets to St. Louis, one of the many cities in the wide world of Trans World Airlines.
Down city streets, country lanes, and busy highways, Big Town USA is on the move with people. And WNBC, the voice of Big Town, brings you the sound of Big Town people on the move.
Glaucoma is a major cause of blindness in America today. Yet detected glaucoma can be controlled. Undetected glaucoma leads to blindness. In the United States, it's estimated that over 2 million people may have glaucoma and don't know it. Without treatment, these people will become blind. The test for glaucoma is painless and quick. Please make sure you don't lose your sight through neglect. This message is from the Lighthouse, the New York Association for the Blind, 111 East 59th Street, New York City, 10022.
Big Town is turned on by the sound of Lee Leonard's voice. So is he. Weekdays at 1 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
The WNBC time, 5 o'clock.